Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. President Donald Trump is pushing for more oil drilling in Alaska's Arctic, a decision directly impacting Inupiaq communities. Some of those communities welcome the potential for more oil drilling that promises to boost revenue and jobs for shareholders. Others worry about the environment and their ability to carry on subsistence lifestyles. Nagruk Harcharek is the president of the Voice of the Arctic Inupiat. He is Inupiaq and says he understands that some Inupiaq community members have environmental concerns about oil drilling. But he emphasizes that as environmental and economic conditions evolve, sustained funding is needed to protect, rebuild, and adapt critical infrastructure.
We've been able to strike a balance between development and our subsistence activities, right? And as things continue to change, one of the things I've said in the past is as things change and things need to be protected or developed or rebuilt, you need investment to be able to do that. And that investment comes from that oil and gas industry and that taxation from that, as well as some other opportunities, but a majority of it comes from that. So then the borough is able to invest in those infrastructure projects that we could do to be able to adapt going forward, right? We've been on the North Slope for thousands of years. Throughout those thousands of years, we've been able to adapt and maintain our lifestyle. And we're going to continue to do that going forward and adapting even in this modern world.
Harcharek says the economic benefits of oil drilling and leasing will take time to materialize, but says those cautious opportunities could help offset the rising cost of living.
The future is bright for us, considering things are probably going to get more expensive. The opportunity is there. The lease sale happened. It's moving forward. Doesn't mean that there's projects on the table right now. Once there are, then those will go to our local leadership to be able to decide whether or not they want those to move forward. And we have the local control to be able to swing a big stick in that environment. And so I think folks are looking forward to that. Things are already expensive in the communities, and it's terrible when things get more expensive, especially with respect to the price of fuel.
Harcharek says his people have been fighting for self-determination since they became a territory and will continue to do so. Another Inupiaq leader who sees the economic potential of oil drilling is Asisan Tuvak. She is the mayor of Utqiagvik, Alaska. She is Inupiaq and says decisions to support oil and gas projects were not made lightly.
I respect that people care about the Arctic and they have concerns, but we wouldn't support these projects if it threatened any way of our life, whether subsistence or just being able to live on our land and have the same opportunities that I had. We wouldn't be supporting these projects. We might not have 100% consensus, but we wouldn't support it if we felt threatened by our subsistence way of life.
Tuvak says over time, access to crucial resources have dramatically improved, progress which her and other Inupiaq leaders want to preserve.
We went from being able to live 34 years old to 77 years old, right, in that 50-year span. And so looking forward to our health care and being able to live a long, full life, right, in what we've been able to do.
Tuvak says they are the latest stewards in the lineage that stretches back thousands of years, and her goal is to ensure today's children have even greater opportunities than she did. Another person who understands the significance of the Arctic and its many indigenous communities is Pearl Brower. She is the president and CEO of Utqiagvik Inupiat Corporation. She is also Inupiaq and says the Arctic is often misunderstood and the people and environment are more than what many assume.
I think a lot of people think there's no one there. And I think they think it's a wasteland, you know. And I tell you, there's an incredible, vibrant community all across our Arctic nations. And there's beauty and there is culture and there's just a sense of home. But yeah, I think a lot of people, especially policymakers, they think it's filled with just animals, polar bears and, whales and, it's the ocean, it's land, but no people are there. And that's just, we are a strong Inuit community and work very hard to make sure that many, many more generations to come can live and thrive in the Arctic.
Brower says despite the potential benefits of oil and gas projects, it's important to recognize what and who has been negatively impacted, so those impacts can be taken into account and avoided in the future. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.